Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Marini Nazir, person says, I'm a Nazir, and Nitma Yom Shloshim, he becomes Tame on the 30th day, so serves a call, so he destroys and he forfeits the entire Naziris because he became Tame in the middle of it, even though it was on the 30th day. Or no, he only forfeits 7 days. That's a bit of a misnomer, if you will. But anyway, what Eliezer is saying is because on day 30, technically he can conclude his Naziris that day, as we said previously, Mixas Yom Kikulo. So now he just has to wait 7 days to become purified because it takes 7 days to purify oneself, and then you can bring the carbonos. I already know the shloshim yom versus I'm a nazir for 30 days itself. Nitma yom shloshim so is the call. So there, because as we said previously, if you take a vow for 30 days, the assumption is it's going to the conclusion of 30th day. Then if you become tummy, it's like you become tummy in the middle of it, and that basically forfeits all of it. And you have to start over again. I already know the yom versus I'm a nazir for 100 days. Hit your mayor says the call. So come say if you come on the last day, you sosir everything, start over again. Relezer Omer, Inosus Elish Shloshim. He learns out of a pasuk that you have to just go back 30 days. Hit your mayor echad if you come tummy on the 100th and one day, the come say sosir Shloshim Yom. You have to go back and start 30 days over again. Relezer Omer, Inosus Elish Shiva. Again, you didn't mess anything up. You just have to wait 7 days so you can bring the carbonas in the right time. Wish you all a wonderful day.